Dead Bug. This is Danny.
Danny, are you home?
I am.
I'm like, I wonder if he hit traffic. Maybe he got caught up somewhere.
I wish. Instead, maybe he's had a just trying call to call me.
Did you
funky
really?
Smell. Yeah.
They
got home today and smelled death and assumed it was one of my traps had caught a rat or something in the attic.
No way.
So I came out for free and found nothing. And
are you serious?
Yep. That's what happens sometimes. I told her. I knew it wasn't because I'm there once every 4 days.
You're like, it wouldn't happen that fast, right?
Not that fast, yeah. It's not going to get snapped and rotten within a day or two.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't think so either. But, you know, sometimes some of us homeowners.
You can only suggest nicely so many times before you just have to go make the service call.
No, I get it. You know what? And see, that's why they call you, because of the service that you provide. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a catch-22, right?
It really is. It's killing me, though. That's when I was in the apartment industry, I didn't realize that I was only supposed to be making friends with the management, not the tenants, you know?
Because I wanted
the tenants to be giving me good reviews to the management.
Right.
And then they got to be my friends and wanted on the list every frigging week. And so I'd get there and there'd be 25 people that were on the pest control list, but really only 7 of them really had a problem. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. I'm learning a lot in this industry every moment I'm awake.
You're lit the hard way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so just hit me with the price points again so I know I've got the balance.
Absolutely.
For it.
Okay. Of course. Okay. So what it's going to be, so just to kind of go over with you, the platinum package, is going to be $398 to get that one started, right? But then every month after that, just remember it's going to be $299 a month. So with the platinum package, let me explain. So the platinum package is the one that includes the Facebook marketing, which is the Facebook ads, the Google local map, first page placement, the directory submission, the voice activated searches, as well as the mobile platform package, right?
Okay.
That one's the one that's $398 to get started, and then you pay $299 every month after that. It's a month-to-month program. Doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get. It's always going to be the $299 a month, right?
Okay.
And then now, if you're doing the application fee for the Google Guaranteed program, which is a separate program, it's a one-time $250 application fee, okay?
Okay.
That one takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved by Google, right?
Okay.
Once you get approved by Google, then we would call you and say, Danny, you've been approved by Google. Now do you want us to turn on the leads, okay? Now, that's the one where you get up to 13 leads in a month, but again, they come in the form of a phone call, and you don't share them with anyone. They're only being sent to you, okay?
Okay,
so just to kind of go over the pricing on that one, and just so you know, too, like once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed program, you can decide to still continue both programs, or you can decide to drop the platinum package and only stick with just the Google Guaranteed, okay?
Okay.
So the Google Guaranteed, once you get approved, I'm just pulling up because I had sent it to you in the email, but I also have it in my email.
That's the one I'm super pumped about.
Yeah,
it cost scales with the business that comes with it.
Yes. So once you get approved and you turn on your leads, that's when you would be charged the $609 that gives you up to 13 leads. The cost per lead is running you $46.67. Okay. But if you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in the budget, it rolls over to the next month, which means you're only paying $46.67 for the lead that you received the month before. If for some reason someone calls you to remove a tree, it's outside of your services, it's an unqualified lead, they're going to credit it right back to you. It's unqualified. Okay?
Sure.
So that's what you would be looking at, basically. So if you were to get started with both, you're looking at $648, okay? But remember, once you get approved by Google, If you want to drop the Platinum package, which has the Facebook ads, the Google Local Map, and just stick with Google Guaranteed, you have that option.
Okay. Now, the other part I wanted to talk to you guys about, the hosting the website and stuff. You guys, we talked about that a little bit. You were talking about $49 a month to host the website. Is that correct?
Yes. So the website that you have, that website is outright yours, correct?
The address is the onedeadbug.com.
The Google, well, not the Google, the domain, right, of the website.
The domain is mine. Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Who has the content for that website?
I believe that's Town Square.
Town
Square. That's who I'm gonna drop them, but
okay.
I'm afraid they're gonna hold that, content over my head.
It's okay. Here. Remember I told you, if they hold that content, don't worry about it. We will create new content for you using your domain. Your domain was purchased by GoDaddy. Is
right.
that where you got the domain from?
That is. Yeah.
Okay, then you're fine. Don't worry about it. If they keep the, cause chances are, I'm gonna tell you, they're gonna keep the content. If that is the case, that's fine. We're just going to build you a new one. And it's actually more of a customized website. It's what we call a My Site, which is kind of, it also gives you the ability, if you want to move stuff around on there, you could do that too, move your pictures around or your content. And we would just use your domain. So there's no additional cost for that.
Do you own it? Or will you guys be kind of like in the same situation that Town Square would be?
To be super transparent with you, yes.
Yeah.
It would be because it's the content that we're creating, but here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you drop the Platinum package, once you get approved by the Google Guaranteed, and you just stick with Google Guaranteed, it's still going to include the website either way, right?
All right, beautiful.
We'll still manage it. If you were to, let's just say you decide you want to discontinue everything, you don't want to use our services anymore, you have the option where you could pay a $49 hosting fee a month, and we'll continue to host it and maintain the website for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my one thing is, like, if everything went through the can like it did with Town Square, would I be right back in the same position again? And it doesn't sound like I would be.
Not really, because honestly, if at the very least you pay $49 a month and we continue to host it and maintain it, you know
right.
what I mean? And to
and
be quite honest with
I'm
you.
That's kind of what I'm doing at Town Square. I'm paying that
when
like
you start
more than
seeing,
twice that.
And I'm going to tell you, when you start seeing, trust me, when you see what Google Guaranteed does as well as the other program, because you got to remember, the more Google products you have, okay, the better in the search results you're going to be appearing, because they're not just going to see you in Google Guaranteed. They're going to see you in the Google Local Map. They're going to see Facebook ads. So everything complements each other, right? But you always have that option to just stick with Google Guaranteed. And I'm going to tell you, Google Guaranteed is an excellent program. And it's the first ones you see at the very tippy top. One thing I want to say too, Danny, so you have two Google Business profile pages, right? We talked about the one that was your grandfather's, right?
My pops. I've got it all combined now. It should just
be
one.
Okay, good. I thought I saw two. Because I saw one that had the reviews with his phone number, and then I saw the one that you had. Let me pull it up.
I think
because I just had it
up. Then.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, because I could have sworn this morning I saw two of them. I see two. I see One Dead Bug Pest Control Services with the 404 number, and it's got 14 reviews. And then I see the One Dead Bug Pest and Termite 678-770-5699 number, which is yours, with no reviews.
Okay. And is that something you guys are able to collapse
merge
down
them?
Into one?
Merge them into one, yeah. And I would say that we keep the one that has the 14 reviews on it.
Reviews, yeah. And just change my phone number. And I should have ownership in my email. I just have to go through.
For the One Dead Bug Pest Control Services?
Yes.
The one that was your pop?
The one with the reviews, yeah.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So what we would do, and listen, what might happen, okay, just to be super transparent with you, because we're going to want to merge those two together, right? And then we would just need to know exactly how you want it to read, just the One Dead Bug Pest and Termite. So we would have them merge together, so there is a possibility that you'll have to receive a new PIN code, so that way we can merge the two together, and it's just the one with the 14 reviews. That's the one we want to keep. Okay?
Okay.
All yep. right.
Now, Nadine, so, after I mm-hmm. purchase this agreement with you, am I going to be dealing with you or an account advisor?
I'm what's considered, so I am considered the lead on the account. I'm always available for you, but when it comes to, like, let's say changes, updates, questions mm-hmm. or concerns regarding your account, you're going to have actually a team that's dedicated to your account, okay?
Yeah.
Now, okay. of course, you'll contact our customer service, but here's the thing, Danny. You also have my contact information. If you really can't, if you need to speak to someone urgently, right? Like you can't wait, mm-hmm. you are welcome to call me. Okay. I can get the message yeah. over to them, but they're the ones who are basically, it's all within our company, all within our company.
Okay.
We do everything in-house. We don't outsource it.
That's kind of what hammered me with Town Square is I got sold and bonded with a dude that I never talked to ever again. And
oh my gosh,
it seems
yeah.
like there was a disconnect from him and what I was sold, and then it was just bananas.
I will tell you this. So your point of contact for Google Guaranteed is always going to be Ivan because he handles the Google Guaranteed accounts, okay? So Ivan would be your point of contact, right, for the Google Guaranteed.
Do you know
now,
Ivan's last name?
It's Ivan Jimenez.
Jimenez, okay.
Yeah. Right. We're not associated whatsoever with Town Square at all.
Okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
I was
so
just, I was, yeah, there was a different company that convinced me to try to do what you guys were doing, and there wasn't Ivan working for them. I was just wondering.
Ivan doesn't name. Always seem to be a very common name, but, yeah. So one
until
thing
you've
is
only heard
Ivan,
it a couple times.
Exactly. It's like I just bought a Ford SUV, and it's like I've never seen any in my color, and all of a sudden, that's all I see now. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, my
they're
gosh.
Everywhere.
yeah. So just okay. so you know, with the Google Guaranteed, Ivan is your point of contact. But, I mean, you just contact customer service. We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, okay? Your time okay. zone, we're always here 10 to 7. Again, if it's something urgent, you have my number too. You can call me. I'm available. I can't make the change, but I can definitely get the message over to them. And I'll tell you, our customer service, they're really good about getting back to you right away, getting changes that need to be done. We pride ourselves in that, right? I mean, this
okay.
is a monthly program and we want to earn your business month in and month out. Okay.
Okay.
As long as you're successful, that's going to equal our success just as well. Right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, there was also another email I'm going to send you. It's just a customized tracking and reporting system because you do have that with your program. And it just allows you to track your phone calls, the message, you know, it allows you to track how many times you came up in the search results. And it's just an overview of how it looks so you're familiar with it. Okay. So the email
okay.
I'm sending you is going to say client dashboard analytics. Okay. Now, is your first name Daniel and you go by Danny? It's just for the
yep.
account purpose. Okay.
Yep.
What's your last name, Danny?
Baldwin.
Like the actor?
Mm-hmm.
Or like the actor?
No, like my father. Yes.
Okay.
His name
now
is William Baldwin.
Okay. Now the
to
number
make it even more confusing.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Now, the number that should be associated with the business is what I see on the other Google business profile is going to be the 678-770-5699.
Correct. That's who you're okay. talking on right now.
All yep. righty. And the company name should be currently reading as One Dead Bug, Pest, and Termite, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Do you remember the address that you PIN verified the business at?
No.
You're like, that's a great question. That's okay.
Yeah, one of those.
It was in Marietta, right?
Yeah. That's where I live. So 491 Burns Court, Southwest, Marietta, Georgia, 30008 is my current address.
Okay. Just because if they're sending out the new PIN, it's the Southwest, right?
Yes.
30008, correct? 491 Burns
yep.
Court. Okay. I'll always make sure that that address doesn't appear on Google. It doesn't show now, but if they have to send you a new PIN code just to merge the two, there might be that possibility. I want to make sure that they send it to the right address. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see here. We're going to – now, the website you told me, that is actually your domain. So let me do this.
It is my domain.
Okay. and you got it from GoDaddy, so I'll notate that too. So if for some reason, chances are, I'll tell you, they're going to get rid of it. They're going to say it's their content, right?
Yep,
and that's okay. Sure. That's fine. They can keep their content. We'll build you a new one. Not a big deal.
That's going to feel good saying that.
It's like, fine, keep your content. I bet.
I've wanted to break my foot off in them for 6 months now, and that's the phrase I've been wanting to whisper into the phone.
I hear you. You're like, keep your content. Yeah, just don't worry about it. Keep it. Enjoy it. Nice knowing you. Okay. No worries. Now, let's see here. Now, for the billing, Danny, the card that we're using, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
Daniel Baldwin. And then under that, One Dead Bug.
One Dead Bug. Okay. I love the name One Dead Bug. Every time I hear that, I'm like, that's a good catch.
It sticks. Yeah.
It does. It does. Because that's the first thing I think of. Kill that bug. I don't want to deal with it. Like, they freak me out. I'm telling you. Water bugs, I can't stand them. Ants, I can't stand them. They drive me crazy. Now, is it the same billing address?
It is.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa? And what's the card number when you're ready?
I hate to do this again.
It's okay.
Let me do this one more time. So the total amount for the first month purchase will be
$648.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. $648. It's going to be the total. Yeah.
Okay.
And then come next month, and I'm going to read it to you in the voice verification, okay? So you're going to pay $648 today. That's covering the $398 to start the platinum package and the $250 application fee for the Google Guarantee.
The Google Preferred. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Now come, and I'll read it in the voice verification to you as well before I even process your payment. It's going to state in there that today we're the 17th. So May 17th, you're going to automatically be charged the $299 for the platinum package, okay? Not the Google guaranteed leads yet, because once you get approved for the Google guaranteed, we would call you first to say you've been approved for the Google guaranteed. Do you now want us to turn on the leads? Then
Not being approved for the Google guaranteed?
The only time you wouldn't be approved for Google guaranteed is if you had a felony. Your record.
No worries. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's the only time. And then the only other requirements that I know that they were asking for is, and I'll tell you specifically what they were asking for. The business, where do you have it registered? What zip code?
30008. Well,
okay.
I don't know. If it's in, it should be, I have a business license in Marietta at 30008.
Okay, that's what I need to know, because they're going to go by your business license, right?
Yeah.
So what they ask for, of course, is your certificate of liability insurance, the background check, and I'm assuming you have this license, the Georgia State Pesticide Contractor License, right?
Yep, I do.
Okay, that's all they require, okay?
Okay.
How they would take it back is if you had a felony, they would disapprove you, or if you didn't have that license, they're going to say, not approved, we need the license, okay?
Okay.
That's the only way.
All right.
All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Now, as I mentioned, once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, okay, we would call you first to see when you want us to turn on the leads. If you say, yeah, turn them on, then that's when they're going to charge you the $609. You can also decide, just remember, if you keep both programs, okay, you're still paying every 17th of the month the $299 a month. However, if you want to cancel that, you want to make sure that you at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not charged.
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. Yep.
That's it. All right.
Okay.
So,
let's
see here. And you said it was a Visa, right?
It is.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
All right. 4114-1400-0001. 9355.
Expiration?
325.
And the CVV code on the back?
424.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I'm not charging the card yet. 4114 1400001, and then it's 9355, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I think I might have put too many zeros on my end.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in there, and fours and ones.
I was going to say, you should be playing the lotto then.
Something.
All right, and then expiration is March of 25, and then the CVV code on the back is 427. Okay.
424.
424.
Yes.
I don't know where I got the 7 from. Okay.
This is a good number.
424. All right. So I also want to put a security question on your account with us, and you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
City I was born in.
What city was that?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay.
Texas. Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. As I mentioned, it's going to outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there is something that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and you just stop me and say, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. Okay? No worries.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the payment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
One dead bug, termite, and pest.
Please state your name. Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Baldwin, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, we know at times we might call you with an update, right? And we know that you might be in the middle of a job, okay?
Sure.
The only thing we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
sure.
I want you to keep in mind, Danny, that you might get a call from a company trying to sell you some other type of online product, and they are not associated with our company. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than what you're already investing with us, the $299, and then once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed. Even if someone called you and said, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them a dime. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately because it's not us. How you're going to know it's not us, all you got to tell them is, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us. That's why we do the security question, okay?
So when I get that phone call that says we're trying to verify your business through Google, I just tell them what's my... Okay,
yeah, just tell them, okay, what's my security question? And I'm telling you, they'll hang up on you.
Oh, thank God. I needed that.
Okay.
I needed that bit of information for the last year. Go for it.
We
All
do
right.
it. I'm going to tell you, we do it intentionally with the security question because I'm not going to lie. There has been a case every now and then where someone tries to claim that they're us and they're not.
Yeah, I so get two to three a day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You poor thing. Yeah.
I don't
so
know how to
ever,
get off the list, Nadine. I really wish I did.
If you ever want to verify, you know, I'll tell you, if you ever want to verify if it's us, if it's Local Splash actually calling you, just tell them, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you because they're not going to know it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Now, we're not saying, and just so you know, we're not saying that you can do additional marketing, but what we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
And you know, I don't have an extra dime to spend. That stuff.
I hear you. I hear you. But I always like to be transparent.
I worked it out just for you.
Aw. Yeah. Well, we're gonna do right by you. I promise. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $648. So the $398 is the initial investment to get started with the Platinum package, which also includes the $250 Google Guaranteed application. Okay? Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement for the Platinum package. So what that means, basically, is that your next payment will be on May 17th, 2023 in the amount of $299, okay? Your leads for the Google Guaranteed will not be charged until you get approved by Google, which can take 4 to 8 weeks, and we would follow up with you first, yes, to let you know when you want us to turn those leads on. But do keep in mind that the Platinum package is a recurring payment. So every 17th of the month, you will be automatically charged the $299. However, if you choose to discontinue or pause that agreement at any time, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way we're not charging you the $299 for the Platinum package. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and we're going to send your receipt both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. Now, the next thing I want to do is go over a couple of notes. These are just basic notes for when we conduct your client interview. But before we go over the notes, I want to schedule your client interview, which is going to be when they're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about the website, because I'm already putting for us to create it, okay? Because I can tell you right now, Town Square is not going to let you keep the content. So it's just better that we do everything for you. So now I would also like for your application, if it's possible, for you to have it done by then. But when do you want to schedule your client interview? The client interview, just so you know, we do block out an hour. The client interview takes anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It might take a little longer because they're just going to also review the Google Guaranteed and any additional questions you have on that. And they want to make sure the application's filled out. So, but I want to make it really at a time that's convenient for you.
Okay. Let me, I'm pulling up my schedule right now. Okay, so I've got a ride along this week.
Okay.
Thursday is my day.
Thursday is your day. Okay, what time on Thursday?
Nine until 6:30 all week, except for Thursday.
So we are available on Thursday. I got 10 to 11. I got any time going from 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, all the way through. The latest appointment would be 6 to 7. Or actually, the latest 10? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, 10 to 11.
Let's get that out of the way. Awesome. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you an email. Now it's going to have your calendar invite. They're going to call you on Thursday, which is the 20th, okay? And they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay?
Okay.
Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Okay. We are also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up. All right.
Okay.
So let me send you that. Now I'm going to tell you, if you're in the middle of something, Danny, and you need like 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back. I want you to get through this client interview because the faster, I mean, the sooner you complete the client interview, I'm going to tell you, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me get that sent over to you. And then we're going to do two sets of notes. The first set of notes always takes just a little longer because I'm being more descriptive on everything. And then we'll do your notes for the Google Guaranteed. I'll send you the application on that, and then we'll be squared away. So let's see here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we get everything notated correctly and all that good stuff. Let's see. Let me send out this client interview for you. All right, onedeadbub.com. All right, so there goes. And I've notated in the notes as well that you go by Danny, even though it says Daniel on there, but I'm putting that you go by Danny in all caps. So that they know. All right. Now, under your services, I mean, the obvious is pest control. Anything specific that you want me to notate aside from that? Termite, I mean, what do you want me to notate?
Termite, bed bugs, you name it. If it's a pest, I do it now.
You offer emergency services?
Mm-hmm. I just don't do wildlife.
No wildlife. I'm going to put that on there.
Correct.
So just put like termite, bed bugs, et cetera, emergency services, no wildlife. I put in all caps. And
yeah, it's
for both residential and commercial, right?
Correct.
What about bees? You deal with that? Wasp?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you do that.
I don't mind the stings. I got bit by a carpenter bee the other day for the first
time. Oh, my gosh.
I was always told they're non-aggressive. Not fact.
you're like, that's a lie?
Yep.
Okay. So let's see. I'm going to grab where I'm going to show them where there's the two Google profile pages. And let me just go here. I'm going to put... And I'm putting your canceling Town Square. You already canceled them or you're canceling them?
I'm canceling them. I wanted to make sure we had all this hammered out before I...
Yeah, make sure you cancel them because you're going to add us on as managers, okay, to your Google Business profile page. And then I'm going to put in here in parentheses, please merge both Google Business profiles to
and I may need somebody to help walk me through that process.
Okay.
To making you guys managers. There was somebody handling all that for me as a family friend, and now
okay.
I have it.
Also needs to update phone number and business name.
And I need to get my business logo on there.
Do you have one?
That's one of the things. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's one of the things that they need to be verified, I've been told.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we'll need your business logo. So Thursday, April 20th, 23. I can't believe we're already almost done with April. This is crazy.
Yes, it is.
It goes by so fast. Okay. And I know you have... Facebook page. Let me go there so I can just grab the link for that. So on Facebook, you'll also add us on as managers. If you're not sure on how to do it, don't worry. They'll walk you through it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put website needed. Yes. Has photos. Has business logo. Has business logo. And then you don't use PayPal, right?
I do, but not for much, just taking payments.
You use it for payments. Okay.
But
awesome.
Very rarely. Yeah,
very rare?
Just,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I was asking, because if you want, we can integrate your business PayPal account into your website if you wanted to want them to make payments from that. So So it's an option. I can have them talk to you about it if you want. It doesn't
just,
cost you more.
Yeah, just have them talk to me about it.
Okay. I'll notate we'll that for them to talk to you about how that works.
I don't get a ton of PayPal business, but every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if we can integrate it where, you know what I mean? And if you feel like, hey, I think this would be a good idea, it's always an option for you. So I'm going to say not sure.
Yeah, if I was taking even like 10% of my payments through PayPal, I would be concerned about this. But
yeah,
it's really pretty random.
Yeah.
I might catch one every couple of months.
Now, with the Google Guaranteed program, okay, you will have a direct tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone because that's how they're going to be able to track the calls that are qualified and not qualified, okay? However, with the Google Business Profile, we can also put a tracking number on that. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages, and you can even block spam calls. And it'll still be directed to your number. Do you want a tracking number for your Google Business Profile page? It's an option for you. The one with Google Guaranteed, you're going to definitely get that one. They're going to give you one. It's assigned. But do you also want a tracking number for this particular Platinum package?
I think I probably should.
Okay. I think so, too, because other than that, it's going to show your personal phone number. So I'll put yes. Now, as far as, like, your targeted area, I know we talked about 20 miles. Do you want to keep it at 20 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. And when it comes to your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text, all three? What do you prefer?
Is this for the Google Guarantee leads?
This could be, well, I'm talking about, like, in general, like, how do you prefer your method of contact? Like, if we're contacting
text.
You, do you prefer text? Okay.
Yeah.
Google Guaranteed is actually going to be calls. You know that, so. But at least when we're reaching out to you, it's going to be through SMS message.
Okay.
What are your hours of operation?
7 to 7.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Is this going to be what's posted on the site?
This will be what we post like on your, this will be what we post on your site. So like with your Google Business Profile.
Let's do 8 to 5:30.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
8 to 5:30.
Saturday at appointment.
Saturday appointment only.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you can actually put Saturday and Sunday at appointment only.
Saturday and Sunday appointment only? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and then Saturday through Sunday is appointment only. Yes, you are licensed and insured. What are your forms of payments that you accept?
Credit card. Debit card, cash, check, PayPal. Let's stick with that.
Do you do Zelle?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And then PayPal.
Yeah, I figured if I did Zelle and Venmo, it'd just be a little too much for just
No worries, it's okay. All right, so I got all of these notes done on this one. Okay. Perfect. All right. So those notes are set on that. Now we're going to start working on your Google Guaranteed notes. So let me just do this real quick. Owner goes by Danny. Right, and phone number here. I'm putting this. Okay, this is, let me just copy the little notes I put over here. There we go. Come on, wait a minute. How come it seemed like those were the same notes? Yeah, duh, Nadine. I'm like, wait a minute. That was the same notes I put. It's the other notes I need. Okay. It goes. It's like, come on, Nadine, get it together. It goes by Danny.
It's the end of the day. You're ready to go home. I'm already home. I get it.
Yeah. You're like, you're probably ready to take off your shoes, take a shower, and go to bed. Maybe eat some dinner.
You're ready for your glass of white wine. I'm ready for my scotch. I get it.
Actually, you want me to tell you the truth? I have a lash appointment.
Yes.
I'm getting my lash appointment set. My husband's like, what's the maintenance this week? I'm all, whatever. I'm all, listen, you're on your own for dinner, bud. I said, I got my lash appointment. Don't forget. He's like, unbelievable. He's like, what's the maintenance this week? He tells me that every week. You know, okay, it's nails next week. I'm like, listen, he's going on a retreat with our church. It's a men's retreat.
And you're working. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, I'm working.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, are you going to take days off? And I'm like, no, I'm going to work. You know?
Story of my life.
I'm just,
yes,
I don't have to worry about cooking dinner for anyone when I get home. I can just do whatever.
Do whatever. You go home and collapse like I do.
Right? Okay, mm-hmm. And then let's see here. We said it was 6:09. Yeah, usually I usually end up being the last one that leaves. Well, other than my manager, I mean, he'll still be here, but like I'm typically, because if I'm talking to someone on the phone, I'm not going to cut them off. You know what I mean?
I do, and I called you at like the last second of the day.
I don't mind. It could be worse,
hey,
right?
You put in some time with this one. You're damn sure closing it. That's for sure.
I'm like, listen, I'm going to take my time with Danny only because I know we've been talking for a while. I mean, we're like almost BFFs, you know?
Did you hear the message I left you? Or did you even listen?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear it. What did
okay.
it say?
Oh, you should listen to it afterwards. It's like,
oh
hey,
my
Nadine
gosh.
From Local Splash. This is Danny from One Dead Bug. I'm not dodging your calls. I promise. I want to do this. I'm in. I just can't control my schedule.
You poor thing. How many guys do you have working for you right now? Just one?
I have a part-timer who's on disability working under the table doing my scheduling.
Okay.
That's it. And I'm starting my new employee. He started riding with me on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. It's just a lot, you know?
Like, I hear you.
I've never had customers or employees. I've never trained. This is all.
It's all new.
New stuff to me. All of it.
That's
yeah.
okay.
On top of
It'll
trying to entertain 250 some odd customers at the same time,
it's quite a
bit overwhelming.
I bet. It's okay.
I could really use a fat prescription to some Xanax. The only problem is I don't know if I can recover the next day.
Right? You're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. I know. I tell you, I'm just like, my outlet is going to boot camp. So that way I could just let out all the stress.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's the best thing for me. Let's see here. Does the client have 5 existing? Yes. And then I'm just putting here, not applicable on this part because you already have those. Is client, well, okay. So you're going to go through this background check, right? Google uses 2 different companies. Now the companies that they use, one is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Okay.
I'm familiar with Pinkerton.
Okay. So when we know which company is going to run your background check, we're going to let you know, hey, be on the lookout for either a text message or an email coming from Pinkerton or it's coming from Evident ID. One of them will ask you for like the front and back of your driver's license, a photocopy, or the other one might ask you to put your social security, put your birth date, because they just need to verify it's you that they're running the background check on. Okay. But we'll let you know ahead of time which one it is. So that way you're on the lookout and you complete that. Okay. The steps that they're requiring. Okay. And then, yes, you are aware that it's a non-Google email or text message that you'll receive. And does have business license. Yes, he has his certificate of liability insurance. Does the client want a free my site? Yes, that's already included. And let's see here. I'm going to put the Google Business Profile links there. And then I'm going to also attach your domain. You still have the login to your domain, right? I'm assuming you do somewhere in your emails.
Yeah, in my emails.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let me just make sure I got all these notes here. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
I almost feel like I'm going to have to schedule a day off to do all this with them. Well, Thursday, I do have the day off. It's a day off of
I'm
going to
tell you what's the hardest part. The hardest part is just getting you through this process with me on the phone, because basically what they're going to do on Thursday, yeah, because it's a lot of information that I'm having to notate, because on Thursday what's going to happen is they're going to call you. They're going to just re-verify the information that you and I verified, because they want to make sure that I listed everything accurately, right? They're going to talk to you about the website we're going to build, okay, because they want to create the content to fit your business. They're going to tell you, okay, you have pictures, your business logo, this is where you're going to send them, right? They're going to talk to you about your keywords, okay? They go a little bit more in detail over that. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're targeting as well. That's where I like to say the magic is going to happen. It does take 30 to 40 minutes, because keep in mind, they're also going to be reviewing the application with you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, and again, I mean, it's just, we just want to get through the basics, right? It's just a lot of information I'm inputting, because I'm doing for both the Google Guaranteed and your Platinum package. Now, now, what I just did is I texted you the application for the Google Guaranteed program, but I'm also emailing it to you right now. Okay. So let me send that to you. Now, on the Google Guaranteed application, okay, there's a part where it's going to ask you, what is your minimum monthly budget? So I'm going to embed that also in this email, so that way it's easier for you to find. So Google Guaranteed application. Now, when you're filling it out, okay, Danny, it's going to ask you, it'll ask you, okay, what's your, how many employees do you have? You want to put zero. Because if you put, you even have one, okay, they're going to want the information on that employee to do a background check. We don't need them to do a background check, okay?
No.
And just make sure that, you know, when you're filling out the application, it's going to ask you the physical address for the business. Make sure it's what matches on your documents, okay? Because
491.
Yeah, there's sticklers about that. If that's the address that's on your actual, you want to make sure that that's the address that shows that you're inputting, okay?
Okay.
Because they'll be like, oh, address doesn't match, send it back. And it's like, come on, guys, really? You
start
know?
Start over.
Yeah. Right. It's like, we're going to start it all over.
Try to get your ducks in a row this time.
Right.
We don't have time for y'all to be messing around.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, it really depends on how fast you do the application and you respond to your background check. I mean, I've seen it turn around like pretty quickly, and I've seen some take longer because they're not responding as fast to the background check. Oh, I can't find the email, so we got to trigger it again for you to get it. And yeah, so as long as you're attentive and I know you get busy.
Oh, yeah, I do, but I will do my best.
I know. No worries. I believe you. But, you know, like I said, I'll also be like, hey, Danny, get it moving here. No,
get your shit together. Yeah, I got you.
And the application is not that difficult, I promise you. It's like pretty simple. But still, if you get stuck on anything, you can call me. Of course, if it's after my hours, I'll return your call as soon as I get back in, you know, the next day.
I get it.
So this way
I
can get through it. Well, sometimes, no. I tell my kids, listen, I can't just answer the phone when you call me. I'm working. They're like, but Mom, it's an emergency. Does it constitute an emergency on your part or my part? You know?
Your
the
lack of preparation does not constitute. Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly
what my husband tells him. He's like, listen, the lack of your planning does not constitute
an emergency
on my part.
Emergency on my part.
Like, wow, really?
Sorry. Story of my dad.
Exactly. I just sent you the application by email now. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the last thing I need you to go through, I know you got a lot of messages and a lot of emails. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay.
And it'll say, Dear Daniel Baldwin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
It would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Okay. So probably.
Let me retrieve. I'll resend it to you because I know you've gotten a lot of them. Let me do this. I'm going to resend it.
Yeah. My inbox has 237 unviewed messages in the last 5 days. Yeah.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let me resend it. Hold on one second. As soon as it retriggers. Come on, buddy. Okay. There, I just sent it.
Are you waiting for me?
Yeah, it should be coming to you any minute now.
Okay.
Because I already sent it.
And you're sending this to One Dead Bug, correct?
Yes.
Yep, there it is.
Okay.
Google guarantees.
So you got the Google guaranteed, and then there's one that says initial invoice. I resent it.
Local Splash and Google Guarantee application.
After the Google Guarantee, you should have received another email. Or okay. It might even be before it.
The welcome to Local Splash?
After that.
And Dina, invitation, Local Splash.
There's one that'll say initial invoice. It was probably after the welcome one.
There it is. I got it.
Okay. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, Dear Daniel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Click on that.
Yep.
Now it opens up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. These are the services that you are getting. So you have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Directory Submission, the My Site, which is the customized website, Facebook Ads. Google Ads is not the package that we have for you. It is something that we offer, but I feel the Facebook Ads is going to be more effective with the Google Guaranteed, okay? And then we also, unless if you told me, listen, I'm going 70 miles, then I would say you got to do Google Ads. So that's why I feel the Facebook package, the Platinum one, is the most beneficial.
No.
Okay.
If
Google
if I'm not banana active on Facebook, is that going to be?
No, it's not going to affect you because I'm going to tell you why. Facebook ads retargets anyone who's done a search on Google for your services and just goes to Facebook just to look at pictures or stories. That Facebook ad is going to retarget them. So it reminds them, hey, you were looking for pest control. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay?
Excellent. Okay.
All right. Now you got the Google guaranteed, okay? The Google Workspace is available for you, but it is an additional cost, and they might offer it to you, but just know you don't have to do it, but it is an additional cost, okay?
Okay.
Advanced reporting system is included in your package as well. The live client support you see there Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and our phone number. SMS communication is going to be done to the number that we have listed there, your mobile phone number. The delivery dates. So to go over with you, if If we have to get that new PIN code sent to you, you'll get it within 6 to 10 days in the mail to your physical address. Your physical address is not going to show anywhere on Google because when we're doing the merging, right? Now,
right.
Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, the website will be completed, and we will send it to you just to notate if you have any changes before it goes live. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be up and running. Typically, what we state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement in the local map could take between 30 to 45 days. In your case, it could happen sooner. It might take the 30 to 45 days because we're having to merge, right, those
right.
two profiles so that we only
that.
Keep the one yeah. with the 14. So that's the right. delivery date. The payments show here that you paid the $99 setup fee. The $199 and the $100 is the $299 platinum package. We break it down for you like this so that you know that we are applying $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we are managing, okay? You are not
right.
incurring that cost per click. And then your $250 application setup fee. Every month
right.
after that, you see it's $199 plus the $100, so $299, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then seasonal holds, cancellations, we always ask that you call 3 business days before your prior activation date, so this way you're not charged, okay?
Okay.
And then where it says under the cancellations and refunds, do you see that little box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card? You're going to click on that box because you're saying it's your name that's on the card that you provided for the payment.
Yep, it's already checked.
Awesome. And then on the bottom, you just type your name exactly as it reads, and then you're going to click on confirm signature. When
okay.
you do that, the next thing you should see is this box appear or
user
this other page.
Password.
Perfect. I wanted you to see this. This is where you go in to track your results. We don't have your username or password yet because the technician is going to create that. So
okay.
in 5 to 7 days, you're going to get this link with the username and a password so you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
I just
the last.
One of my favorites is local.
Awesome. Class. Good. Good. Now, what I'm also
right.
going to do, too, is I'm sending over 2 more text messages. So I'm going to send the number, even though it's there, but I'm going to send it to you also in a text message, the number to customer service. Remember, if you have changes,
okay.
updates, questions, or concerns, you contact customer service. If it is something very urgent and you cannot wait, you can call me, Danny, and I will get a message to them, okay, or set an appointment for them to call you, like a specific time. And
okay.
then I'm also sending you this video. It's a YouTube link. That's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, I want you to watch the video because it's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it.
Watch it a couple
okay?
times. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And
right.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. And I'm super excited for you. You've made
yeah,
a very
too.
Great choice. You really have. Okay.
I'm glad. Excellent.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Nadine, for all of your work.
You are. Thank you for always
I
being
know,
so
I'm
attentive.
Not easy.
It's okay.
I know
it's
I'm
okay
not
to
easy.
Understand. You're running a business.
Okay.
We get it. We're here for you every step of the way. Okay. You are in good hands.
All right.
All right.
Great.
Make sure you cancel with Townsquare. We don't want them keeping,
that's,
you know, hostage your profile or anything like that.
Well, that
okay.
and making everything for y'all more difficult.
Well,
so,
the thing
yeah,
is that we don't want you spending more money. So make sure you cancel.
You're right about that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll
all
be my
right.
first thing to do in the morning.
Sounds good. And we will talk to you on Thursday. Okay.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Nadine.
All right. Have a good evening. Oh,
you
my
too.
Pleasure, Danny. Thank you so much.
All right. You
okay.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.